Hello, this is Shibu Cherian, and let us unite in the word today as we are traveling our third journey together. Today is January the 21st and our Bible reading portion is from the book of Exodus chapters 10 to 12. Don't be ignorant of Satan's devices. We read in Exodus chapter 10 verses 8 to 11 like this. So Moses and Aaron were brought again to Pharaoh, and he said to them, "Go, serve the Lord your God." "Who are the ones that are going?" And Moses said, "We will go with our young and our old, with our sons and our daughters, with our flocks and our herds. We will go, for we must hold a feast to the Lord." Then he said to them, "The Lord had better be with you when I let you and your little ones go. Beware, for evil is ahead of you. Not so. Go now, you who are men, and serve the Lord, for that is what you desired." And they were driven out from Pharaoh's presence. During our readings of the first 12 chapters of Exodus, we see how God's people, the Israelites, were under bondage in Egypt, where they were misused and mistreated under the orders of Pharaoh, and how God delivered his people through the lamb's blood that was applied on the two doorposts and on the lintel of their homes. If Egypt represents the world, if Pharaoh represents Satan, and if the slain lambs represent Jesus Christ, the Lamb of God, who shed his blood on the cross, then the deliverance of the Israelites from Egypt represents the process of salvation, where we are delivered from the clutches of Satan and the world to live out a new life in Christ. If this is the case, then a careful understanding on how Pharaoh behaved before letting the Israelites go free will help us to understand the devices that Satan uses to make us compromise from God's word. This was the initial message that God had told Moses to convey to Pharaoh that we read in Exodus chapter 3 verse 18. "The Lord God of the Hebrews has met with us, and now please let us go 3 days' journey into the wilderness that we may sacrifice to the Lord our God." The objective of the departure of the Israelites was changed from sacrifice to service to finally holding a feast for God. First, sacrifice is required for reconciling with God. Then we can serve God acceptably, which is followed by feasting that speaks of fellowship and gladness. How did Pharaoh allow the Israelites to leave Egypt? There were 5 stages that we can examine in detail. First, Pharaoh outrightly refused Moses' proposition, and he wanted the Israelites to go back to their work and labor in Egypt. This is how Satan typically blinds the eyes of the sinner from understanding and obeying the gospel, and wants them to engage solely in worldly affairs. Second, Pharaoh gave permission to sacrifice in Egypt itself. This was contrary to the initial proposition that the Israelites should make a 3 days' journey to sacrifice to God. God's plan that Israelites would worship God at Mount Horeb is seen in Exodus chapter 3, verse number 12. And we read like this, "When you have brought the people out of Egypt, you shall serve God on this mountain." Egypt represents a world that we cannot serve since we have been delivered from this present evil world. Galatians chapter 1 verse 4. Third, Pharaoh gave permission to sacrifice in the wilderness not very far away. It appears that Pharaoh was ready to lengthen the chain, but it was still a chain. The point at issue was a complete separation of God's people from Egypt, that is the world, and Pharaoh, who is representing Satan, contesting this to the bitter end. However, a new life in Christ involves everything new, where old things have passed away. Fourth, Pharaoh gave permission to men only to go and serve God. This was surely a cunning trick of Satan to permit and let the men go, but leave their families behind in Egypt. Through this, every family in part would be serving Jehovah and in part serving Pharaoh. But Jehovah God could have no part with Pharaoh. He should either have all or nothing. Fifth, Pharaoh gave permission for all to go except for the cattle stock. The flocks and herds of the Israelites were their entire earthly possessions. And what would they use for sacrifices? The logic here is that if Pharaoh could not induce the Israelites to sacrifice in Egypt, he would send them out of the land without any means of sacrifice. Finally, after the death of all the firstborn sons of Egypt, Pharaoh called for Moses and Aaron by night and released the Israelites as he told them, "Rise, go out from among my people, both you and the children of Israel, and go, serve the Lord as you have said. Also take your flocks and your herds as you have said, and be gone and bless me also." Let us seek
daily grace to walk worthy of the vocation with which we have been called, and always be on guard. Concerning the device of Satan, as we read in 2 Corinthians chapter 2 verse 11, the words of Apostle Paul, lest Satan should take advantage of us, for we are not ignorant of his devices.